This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
To those who celebrate, because as this comes out, it is Halloween. Not as we're recording right now, but as it comes out. So we thought we would just do sort of a roundup of a couple of things, a little update, some check-ins. One thing I wanted to start with is, as listeners know, I love Halloween. I get super into it. I love horror movies. I feel like this, for some reason, I've been so busy or something, it's really snuck up on me. So last night I was carving my pumpkin, kind of like the most sad I've ever been carving a pumpkin. Sad's not the right word. I was stressed. I was trying to get it done quickly. So I didn't enjoy it. You know, it was like, it's taking forever. It really bummed me out because I love carving a pumpkin. And also, I've had this pumpkin since September 30th because we got it for Hocus Pocus 2. But I didn't carve it until last night. But it's already, it's not going to last long, Samantha.
Oh, no. You know, the trick is to do it from the bottom up.
Really?
Yeah. So essentially, they said to cut the bottom off.
Oh.
And do it that way because at the top, the little thing is what keeps it healthy. I don't know. That was one pro tip that I saw. Don't know if it's true.
Okay. Because I read one that was like, use bleach. And I was like, I really don't want to do that.
Oh, no.
Like, it would last longer if you did it that way. But yeah, I mean, how have you, is that the vibe you've gotten too? That it's just like, oh my gosh, it's Halloween suddenly.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like it becomes a whole thing and I kind of forget. So yeah, we're supposed to go to a couple of Halloween things this weekend because yes, we're recording this obviously before the actual day. And I haven't even done costumes. I will say I hate dressing up. And it's not because I don't like it. It's because I'm so non-creative and just can't get things together. And I have big ideas with no clue to how to actually execute without paying lots and lots of money. I am not that person. I will not pay lots and lots of money on my costume. My dog's a different story, but that's a whole different thing. So it kind of makes me panic. And the whole anxiety of it all makes me panic. So I think as much as I really like the idea of Halloween, I love gathering around, being silly, pretending you're not yourself, and doing all those things, getting spooked some, and all of the little traditions. But when it comes down to it, it makes me anxious. It kind of reminds me of any other holiday that I hate because of the buildup. Is that bad? It's bad. But
no.
I mean, I really do want to. I really like Halloween. It's probably one of the ones that I do like. But it just, the buildup is what gets me. And then there's this expectation, and especially when you're around creative people. Creative people. you feel like you've failed completely.
Yeah. I've got a couple of friends who always knock it out of the park with the last minute creative costumes every year. And I'm like, how do you keep doing this? I did make a very last minute Taylor Swift costume last night. I might wear it. We have a friend's party this weekend. I might wear it there. But you know, the nice thing about loving wearing costumes is I have a whole costume.
You have a whole thing.
I could just be like, well, what am I feeling today? This one. So I've got like 20 costumes back there.
I love it. I have two onesies and I have outgrown one of them. And I mean outgrown, I mean COVID weight. And it's fine. I'm fine.
Yeah. I mean, that is one of the, we've talked about that before, of like a lot of costumes, not feeling like you look your best in them or not feeling comfortable in them. That is real for sure.
Right.
This has been my, I would say my first, I mean, we're still in a pandemic, but I've done more of the things that I used to do during Halloween that I haven't done in the past couple of years. So I went to one of our big haunted houses here in Atlanta, Netherworld. I loved it. So fun. I do have, I think I'm probably only going to one, but maybe two Halloween parties this weekend. I did kind of shut down one of my friends who was like, we should go to these events. And I'm like, no, I'm done with those. Halloween events. When you're talking about buildup, I love Halloween, but one of the things I don't like about it is that kind of like bro-y college vibe of Halloween.
Right.
And if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about.
If you know, that, you know.
If you know, you know. I did get some more, I got some retweets with my Disco Luke costume. Some more attention.
Yeah, I just saw our friend from Stuff You Missed in History Class, Holly, was like trying to pair you up with a dude who also dressed up as Disco Luke. Yes. I was like, whoa.
Look at that. Disco Luke. I was convinced I was the only person who's ever done this, but clearly not. And he did it way better than me did.
I don't know. But y'all were pretty good. Y'all were both pretty good.
He did the sleeves. I got too lazy to finish the sleeves. But I'm going to do it next year. Next year, I hope. But that was really cool. I had a moment of connection. Like, oh my gosh.
Let's be friends.
Another Disco Luke. Yeah.
Can we be friends?
Mm-hmm. And then, as always, the just wave of horror movies continues. And I know you've mentioned a few to me, Samantha. Are there any you want to shout out or that have stuck with you?
So I'm trying to remember, because I have been watching a few, but nothing of note where I'm like, yes, you definitely should go and rewatch this or don't go and see this. I mentioned things that I'm like, hey, we talked about this. Go watch it. Tell me if I should watch it type of conversations.
Yes.
I am in the middle of watching Guillermo del Toro's Cabin of Curiosities. Pretty intrigued. By the way, there's been two Supernatural actors. So I've only watched a couple. But I'm like, oh, and that would have been significant parts to the episodes that I was like, they're from, I wonder, I always have this like connecting of people.
You do.
And I was like, he's from Supernatural. He plays this. He's from Supernatural. He plays this. My partner hates it. But so I'm watching that. And I will say one of them played on a couple of phobias. I should say he combined two. So it was not all him. So whoever wrote this one combined two. And I was like, why? Combined three, actually. Oh my God. He combined a lot of phobias into one story. And I was like, but why? But why? I'm really excited about this one. I feel like at the very least, it gives you the scary stories. You know what I'm talking about? That one, if you know, you know, again, that book, that kind of feel to
it. Oh, yeah. Me and my, I think I said this on one of our previous Halloween traditions episode. Me and my old roommate, Katie, we used to read scary stories. We were such nerds. We would have our pumpkin lit. We'd have our cider, and we would read stories to each other during October. from that book?
I did a similar thing with an old friend of mine, and we were in the woods because Ella J. Georgia, you're automatically in the woods anyway if you're not in town. And I say that in town intentionally. Mm-hmm. And we would do that in pitch black in a house that was like covered in old things. So when I say old things, like it was her grandparents' house that had old, like, items from their parents and such. So it almost looks haunted in itself that I was like, and I would sleep in the living room next to the door. So many nightmares. So many nightmares.
Yeah.
The banshee, that thing that haunted me.
Yeah. Harold. That's the one that got me. The scarecrow.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I've been going through, I mean, I have my classics, which I've talked about before. I have been watching through a lot of free trials, a lot of foreign horror movies that, unfortunately, a lot of times I'm distracted when I'm watching a movie. So if it has subtitles, that is like a commitment for me, which a lot, the movies are great. So I'm glad when I take the time, I'm always like, I'm so glad you took the time. One of them that I really enjoyed, I wouldn't really call it a horror movie. It's kind of a love letter to zombie movies. But it's a Japanese movie called One Cut from the Dead, which I had been told I would like. And I kept putting it off because I was like, oh, I have to sit and watch it and really. But I really enjoyed it. It was fun. It was a fun one. But I've also seen a lot of movies that really disturbed me and really stuck with me. Some I will never watch again. But I'm glad that I watched.
Oh, that was one recommendation. Now you said the foreign. I don't think it's considered a foreign, even though the main character is supposed to be, I believe, Portuguese. My Mother's Eyes. Did you watch that one yet?
I did. After you recommended it to me, I did.
What did you think about it? I need to know on this on this episode.
It was pretty disturbing. Yeah. The idea of keeping somebody imprisoned like that. And for listeners, I'm really, the plot
spoiler
is hard
alert.
To, yeah, spoiler alert, but just keeping somebody in misery because you don't want to be alone. But also one of my biggest fears, and I'm not entirely sure why, I know I've said it before on here, but it's kind of this idea of like mistaken identity or doppelgangers. And the whole plot line of being raised by somebody under false pretenses. It really shook me. I was like, oh, I don't like this.
So for y'all, it is a 2016 movie, and it is on HBO Max. Mm-hmm. So not a sponsor on this specific episode. But I watched it because it was described as one of the, you know, most disturbing horror movies, and it's one of those that it is. It's disturbing. It's definitely along those lines of like, what? What? No, but what? Mm-hmm. And so, like, you quickly go back and forth with the empathy for the main character to, like, oh, my God, what is happening? To, oh, my God, why did that just happen? There's so many of those, like, oh, no, but, huh? But it was such an interesting take. I don't know how else to say this, that it flipped me for a loop. So I was like, I need someone else to watch this and then talk to me about it.
Well, we can definitely do that. Either on the show or later, Samantha, but yes. Yes. And I will say, also not a sponsor, but Barbarian is on HBO Max now. And I rewatched it yesterday and I was like, oh, there is a lot more I could say about this on the show one day, maybe. And then Pearl last night, which I have not rewatched, but I'm going to rewatch. Somebody said it's basically Wizard of Oz gone terribly wrong, and I was like, oh, okay. I hadn't thought of it in that way, but you're right.
Yeah, Barbarian, The Pearl, X has been three of the top. I know Hulu has several movies that people are claiming as top horror movies as well. Prey is up there that I think has been really interesting, and I'm glad to see it. Again, a lot of these movies are centered, once again, around women, and you never know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
And I always find that interesting.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was telling Samantha last night I had a funny Paranormal Activity movie experience because I was rewatching it, and right at the like climactic scene at the end, my power went out. And I just had the light of my pumpkin and my little flickering pumpkin candles.
No, even worse.
And I was
staring at you.
Legit, like, nervous, to be honest. I was like, oh no, I made fun of this demon too many times. He's coming for me. But I would love one day to talk about, and I've texted you about this, but to talk about in Paranormal Activity, but a lot of other horror movies, this trope of the guy who has never dealt with the haunting before being like, oh, I can take care of it. Let me get my camera. And the woman in the situation being desperately like, no, please, please, like begging. And him being like, oh, no, 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 I've got it. I've got it. You don't need your demonologist. I know I've never had to deal with this before, but right. I have got it.
Anything else is better, but...
Yeah.
No, him and a camera.
Yeah. Who makes it worse? And ultimately, I even had the thought last night when I was watching it, I was like, I wonder if she would have been fine if he had never been involved. Which the second one implies no, but in this one...
Yeah, in the first one, without seeing others.
Yes. I was like, I think it's really your fault, man.
I mean, maybe.
But that's for a future conversation. But related, I did want to shout out some other projects that we have done.
Yes.
Yes. So one of the ones is our friend and coworker Joe recently had a baby.
Congrats,
Joe. Yeah, congrats,
Joe. From Stuff to Blow Your Mind.
From Stuff to Blow Your Mind. And so his co-host, Robert Lamb, reached out to me and was like, hey, I think this might be up your alley. Can you write some kind of funny, humorous, horror-themed listener mails? And I'm going to read them. And I wrote four, although one of them is very short. But one of them was from the point of view of the demon Paranormal Activity, being like, ugh. But it comes out today on Halloween, so go check that out. If you'd like to hear those, I think they're pretty funny. Then my story of on 13 Days of Halloween, the newest season, Devil's Night, came out as we're recording today, actually, Thursday, October 28th. But is available now, the whole season is available now, and that one was really fun and also disturbing to work on.
Yes.
And then Savor, over on Savor, we have a couple of horror-related episodes coming out that should be out already. But if you're looking for more content on this day...
That's spooky.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And then just a final shout-out if you've seen our Instagram social medias. You'll know Samantha and I voted early here in Georgia.
Yeah, early voting.
Yes, we got our stickers. It was packed when I went, and it's been packed most days I passed it, which is very heartening. I'm still extremely sad that it's become so difficult. And in fact, I've been seeing posts from people like in Alabama, you can't early vote or whatever it is.
Wow.
Well, don't quote me on that, but I'm seeing posts of, you know, these crackdowns on voting, which is very upsetting. But I am happy to see so many people, especially for midterms, because unfortunately, again, historically, we don't have the best turnout for midterms. But this is a very big election here in Georgia. It's gotten a lot of attention. People were filming when I was there.
And oh, yeah. Also to those who are helping and being workers at the poll and working with people like Kat, a good friend of the show, Kat, who has been volunteering and working at the polls, which is amazing. So shout out to you and to those who are taking the time and doing that service. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. And actually, we'd love to hear about your experience. That could be a really... fun show, a listener mail show. So yes, happy Halloween if you celebrate. Vote if you can. Early vote if you can. And we would love to hear from you, whether you're sending us your stories about volunteering in the realm of voting, whether you're sending costumes that you went as. That would be fantastic. All of those things. You can email us at stephaniamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram at Stuff I Never Told You. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.